non-suity deal.
Okay, I'm not going out from there. Okay, I don't even know what we're talking about, so I'm just thinking.
Okay, we're ready.
Yes, I would like to call the February 18th, 2011 Taney County Commission meeting to order. We're meeting for the purposes of reviewing the agendas for next week and setting those agendas. And Nikki, if I could I have you review what we have? I noticed that obviously, the same old as previous meeting minutes, accounts payable, journal entries, transfers, and then we have bid award, drug screening services.
That is correct.
So that bid has already been taken or has been received, and we're going
to... And it was reviewed by a team.
Okay. So we're going to hear their comments and perhaps their recommendation as to which direction
correct.
To go.
Correct.
Shouldn't that be in new and old business?
I have always been told to put it up there.
Okay.
We are.
If you want me to move it down, I can.
Well, no. Why don't we wait, since we had all chatted the other day briefly about setting up a day to talk about agendas.
Yeah. That's fine.
And go.
As long as it gets discussed, I mean, it's where it falls in the agenda for that morning makes no difference to me. But I thought.
Go ahead. You thought?
I thought that as we go into, I don't know what we've got, new and old business, public comment, then we've got new and old business. Does that open it up for the rest of whatever's on there for the day? Because
I don't understand what you're asking.
Well, we've got some agenda adjustment to do, and Ron talked about that. We'll visit about that at one day next week or so after we get through this meeting. I think that as we go through this section here, it may not look anything like what we've got wrote on here when we finish up. So are we going to try to get Jim?
I'm trying to call him right now.
Okay.
I think he's at that legislative
ride
meeting this morning in Branson, but
okay.
He'll probably not answer the phone.
He's not answering, but I'll just keep this close in case he does call back.
Yeah.
He may step out and call back.
Well, Nikki, let's work down through, because we're looking at the administrative and departmental functions with the work session, personnel policy, meeting process, courthouse policy. Then we're going to have a work session with you.
Correct.
And we're going to have a discussion regarding workman's compensation and whether or not to go out for an RFP.
Correct.
All right. Then I have requested a meeting regarding sunshine law, which really should be rather short. And Dan, what that is going to be a recommendation to set up a forum. So, but I'll go into that on Monday.
Right.
And mapping infrastructure, I'm not sure about that, Nikki.
That was a possible bid that Linda Gifford was working on with John Suti and Gary Morgan.
Okay, so it's a discussion between different departments regarding...
Correct.
So would that include perhaps aerials, GIS?
If they actually need to go out to bid for a mapping system for the sewer department.
Okay.
Because I believe GIS has the same capabilities, if I'm understanding that correctly.
Gotcha. I remember during budget time that the sewer district had come to us with some proposals regarding the GIS system, and our own mapping department had felt that they could provide those services, and we also felt that perhaps all departments should be talking about doing something together rather than having separate...
Another money-saving...
Right. Opportunity.
Opportunity there, so...
Okay. It's listed sheriff's transfer. Is that yours, Dan?
Yes.
And what is that?
That is the dog.
Oh. I can write on this. That's my copy. And agenda proposal?
That was, and we can save that for a discussion of our agenda. My agenda proposal to that was that as we have the length of time that a person can get on the agenda, that the elected officials be eliminated from that particular process. If they come to a commissioner and have something, that commissioner can put that on the agenda immediately, and they don't have to wait any time frame to
do you want county to business. Do you want to take it off the formal agenda and put it under courthouse policy, because we're scheduled to do that talk following them?
That would be that
whatever
would be
your
fine.
Whatever your druthers are.
That would be fine, because I need to visit with the commission about my ideas there.
Since we're going to be talking specifically about the agenda and working that up, I thought we were going to do that on Wednesday, and we still can, obviously, but let's do it then. That'd be great.
Okay.
Anytime.
Just move the just if
I'll
you
move
want
it
to
down.
Just scratch that off there. Put.
I think specifically then following.
I can move it down under the work session.
Okay. Change in. No, that's fine. Just like that, and as long as I can.
We can leave it on there. It makes no difference to me. That's fine. And then we can just go into our discussion about agendas.
Okay.
That's
all
good.
Right.
Central dispatch discussions, we set that specifically at 2 o'clock. Can we? Mm-hmm. We have someone coming for that.
You had asked to be placed on their board appointments, specific boards.
I was actually going to do that in our morning session, because we have a. But if that's what you would,
that's fine.
Prefer, or Jim would prefer, I'd like to make some appointments. Those board appointments, some of those are being put together now. People are still sending in names and this and that. We have. And I have a folder here with resumes and everything else in them for certain boards. And so I would like to make some of those appointments Monday. And as we say board appointments, let that be known that it could be any or all the boards that are due at this time. I'm not going to list that I would say that there would be two P&Z appointments or two part board or whatever, but I plan on
so it could be any of those that are available.
Any available board appointments.
I know that we've been waiting on reconfiguring, if you will, and bringing up to date which not just which appointments are due, but if someone was appointed to fill an unexpired term, that it may only be a partial term that we're filling, and that work for those boards is being worked on. But for those that have been ironed out, you want to address. That's,
right.
Okay.
And I think that's something we need to go into when we talk about our courthouse policy also. That could be talked about the terms. Some of those are statutory, and some of them are just terms that have been placed by the commission. And so I'd like to get that all straight.
One thing I like that is different, Nikki, you have at the bottom of the agenda itself other board meetings, which I know are of interest to the public. So mm-hmm. I do like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Helps me, actually.
It helps. It really helps us, because we have so many. If we think of any others that we would like to attend, we'll just add those to it with that may pertain to these meetings here are meetings that sometimes we may want to post, because there'll be a couple of commissioners or three commissioners attend those meetings. And But the way you've got it posted here, it just, it's a good reminder.
Yeah.
And if we know we're going to attend it, we'll post it in the main posting.
I will also be posting BOE refund abatements Monday after the Sunshine Law.
Yeah, we have received a list of those. That, if I understand, came from the assessor's office through the clerk's office, and
correct.
Then Donna emailed those to us, and those need to be addressed ASAP.
But is that the way you headline it as BOE?
No,
I don't think it is. Is that what you did?
I can just title it refund abatements?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because the BOE will not be in session, hasn't been sworn in or anything for
okay.
this year.
I can do that.
Right, and Sheila shared with me via email last night that the prior county commission had established the fact that on these personal properties that the county commission could act on them.
Yeah.
I also have an additional request for our county clerk to present the financial statement to you gentlemen. There is a deadline that it has to go in the newspaper.
Gentlemen, take a short recess just for a moment, please.
Well, we'll stand in recess for just a moment at the request of the council.
Can I speak with you, please?